Manu Patra alerts dated the 26th of August 2019. Supreme Court has refused to entertain Chidambaram's petition challenging the dismissal of anticipatory bail in a corruption case lodged by the CBI in the INX media scam. At the outset, the court said since Chidambaram has already been arrested and is in the custody of the CBI, his appeal in the case has become infructuous. Supreme Court has directed that a forensic audit report be given to the Enforcement Directorate, Delhi Police and the Institute of Chartered Accountants in India for taking appropriate action against Amrapali directors and auditors for siphoning off over 3,000 crore rupees of home buyers' money. The court also directed the Apex Court Registry to disburse 7.16 crore rupee deposited by the Amrapali Group to the National Buildings Construction Corporation, NBCC, for completion of stalled projects. Madras High Court has expressed displeasure over the state government's move to build a separate crematorium for the Dalit community. This move comes after the court took issue or took cognizance of a viral video that showed a corpse being lowered from atop a 20-foot bridge. Apex Court has ruled that where the marriage happened to be annulled or declared null and void due to some mischief or wrong committed by the husband, then he will have to pay maintenance under Section 125 of Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973, despite declaration of nullity or annulment of marriage. Supreme Court has explained that a suit for injunction and declaration challenging the jurisdiction of arbitrator is not valid. The court observed that any objection with respect to existence or validity of the arbitration agreement can be raised only by way of an application under Section 16 of the Arbitration and Conciliation Act, 1996, and civil court cannot have jurisdiction to go into such question. Supreme Court has slammed the center for harassing a 90-year-old freedom fighter by filing repeated appeals in higher courts, often at the last minute, to deny him a freedom fighter's pension. Apex Court has noted that non-explanation or false explanation by an accused in his statement under Section 313 of Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973, cannot be taken as a circumstance to establish the guilt of the accused. Top Court has issued notice to both central and state governments on a public interest litigation seeking to direct all states to establish online web portals for filing of online RTI applications. Supreme Court has ruled that an individual either as a director or a managing director or chairman of the company can be made an accused along with the company only if there is enough material to prove his active role coupled with the criminal intent which has direct nexus with the accused. Supreme Court has told Nirmohi Akhara, which has said the lawsuit of Ramlalla be dismissed and the disputed land in Ayodhya be given to it as it has been the deity's sole devotee, that the claim of Shebait, devotee, can never be adverse to the deity. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has ruled that once an application for initiating insolvency proceedings is filed, National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, does not have to await hearing of the parties to impose moratorium. Delhi High Court has upheld 20 years of rigorous imprisonment, RI, awarded to two men by a lower court for gang raping a mentally disabled woman while observing there was no reason to disbelieve the victim's testimony in the case. Delhi High Court has sought the response of the State of National Capital Territory, NCT, and Leader of Opposition Vijender Gupta on Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea to quash summons and defamation complaint against him by the BJP leader. Gujarat High Court has set aside the judgment of a single judge bench by way of which the state government was directed to reinstate an anesthesiologist as associate professor in GMERS Medical College, Sola, post his retirement. The single judge had directed the government to accommodate the doctor by creating a supernumerary post in the medical college as the authorities alleged that the position of associate professor earlier held by him had been already filed up through regular recruitment. Bombay High Court has directed authorities to initiate the process of sealing illegal constructions on a 4-acre piece of land in a village of Kalyan Taluka, and also issued warrants against the faulty Gram Panchayat official, the Sarpanch and Acting Sarpanch, respondents in the matter. The court also issued bailable warrants of 10,000 rupees against the accused. Delhi High Court has directed Delhi Police to ascertain if an updated version of facial recognition software was available after it was alleged by the Council for the Ministry of Women and Child Development that the current version of the software was so poor that it sometimes matched pictures of missing boys with that of girls. Chhattisgarh High Court has ruled that copy of oath taken and subscribed by High Court judges cannot be requested under Right to Information, RTI. The court noted that the RTI applicant did not disclose any public interest involved in seeking such information of the judges in the said application. Uttarakhand High Court has rejected a juvenility plea of a triple murder convict whose death sentence affirmed by the Supreme Court was later commuted to life imprisonment by the President of India. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Mumbai has ruled that the payment made to the legal heirs of deceased partners towards share in goodwill is allowable as a deduction under the Income Tax Act, 1961 since the revenue, in the earlier years, had allowed the same. National Green Tribunal has declined to review its order directing the government to prohibit RO purifiers in regions where total dissolved solids concentration in water is below 500 mg per liter and sensitize the public about the ill effects of demineralized water. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has directed various agencies responsible for cleaning the river Yamuna to give a time-specific schedule for the task. The tribunal noted that repeated timelines have not been adhered to over the past 30 years and the river continues to be polluted. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, while rejecting an appeal filed by L&T Infrastructure Finance Company Limited, ruled that a financial creditor cannot challenge the order of admission of insolvency petition by another financial creditor merely on the ground that it has a superior claim over the claim of other financial creditors.